Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. You know, reasonable people disagree on the exact origins of what is now called Memorial Day. But most accept that the practice of decorating the graves of Americans who died defending their country actually began in earnest by the women of the South during and following the Civil War. On May 5th, 1868, General John A. Logan, who was the national commander of the Army of the Republic, was the first to make Memorial Day official, and he did it with what's called the General Order Number 11, which stated in part, quote, the 30th day of May, 1868, that one day, is designated for the purpose of strewing flowers. That's what he said that, wrote, folks, strewing, S-T-R-E-W-I-N-G, in a quaint word, strewing with flowers, or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country. Since then, other than Congress making it a national holiday and changing the date to the last Monday in May, rather than the 30th, Americans have honored their fallen heroes from all conflicts in pretty much the same manner that General Logan anticipated with the language of his order, which continues, posts and comrades will, in their own way, arrange such fitting services and testimonials of respect as circumstances may permit, end quote. When America issued its first call to arms, before it was a country, before there was a standing army, a standing professional army, that call went to the militia, which was identified as all able-bodied men. Calling themselves, yeah, you know what it is, calling themselves the Minutemen. Isn't that a great term? Because they could be ready to fight on a minute's notice. These men were primarily shopkeepers, craftsmen, farmers, people like that. You know what we call those people today, right? We call them small business owners. From as far away as Scotland, America's Minutemen were impressive. Writing about the colony's quest for independence from Scotland in his classic work, The Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith predicted America would prevail in their fight with the king thanks to its militia, which, as he said, and I'm quoting, turns from its primary citizen character into a standing army, end quote. That's what Smith wrote about the Minutemen back in the 1770s. So by the 20th century, state militias had become part of the National Guard. And by 1916, the National Defense Act created another layer of citizen soldiers, the reserves. Prior to the war with Spain, Latter-day Minutemen served only on American soil. But since 1898, including World War I and II, and in Korea and in Vietnam, and of course the two conflicts we have right now, America deployed its citizen soldiers around the world, right alongside its regular armed forces. Every conflict, every war since 1998, the regular army, you know, if you don't know this, in the military, there are regular servicemen and women. They're career people. They're called regulars, and then there are reservists, and of course the National Guard. But since 1998, every conflict that we've had, America has deployed the reservists, the National Guard, at the same, virtually the same time that they deployed their regular services. In Operation Iraqi Freedom, for example, the Guard and Reserve have averaged, that was in the Iraqi wars that we've had so far, the Guard and Reserves have averaged about one third of the forces, and alas, they've accounted for a comparable percentage of casualties, including those who made the ultimate sacrifice. So wherever they've been called, small business owners and their employees, as reservists, as members of the National Guard, have left the marketplace to demonstrate their courage and, if necessary, to die for their country on the battlefield. So one of the things I want you to do today, ladies and gentlemen, this is in no way diminishing what we're here to do today, to memorialize those men and women from all walks of life, regardless of what document they signed when they joined the military. We want to honor all of those. But today, as I've asked you to do in years past, let's honor all of those who paid the ultimate price in service to this country. But I would like to also ask you to remember the long tradition of America's small business volunteers, the owners and the employees, to serve faithfully in harm's way on behalf of a grateful nation. Clearly, my friends, America would not exist, nor ultimately would not have endured, without the sacrifice of those heroes who, as Adam Smith said over 200 years ago, turned from their primary citizen character into a standing army. The stress and the strain on reservists and National Guard to serve their country, if they leave their jobs, they're supposed to have their jobs, get their jobs back when they come back from being deployed, if they come back. But what if they own the business? What if it is their business and they leave? What if the person you work for, who runs your company, all of a sudden was gone, left and had to go off for 6 months or a year? How well would that business be run? Those are the kinds of sacrifices that the men and women of our standing army, of our militia, I should say, have paid. Those are some of the sacrifices they paid, and some of them with their lives. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. More to come on this Memorial Day, right after these messages. I've got some numbers for you when we come back. Stay with us. Mama, it's grapefruit wine. Yes, we're back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. If you'd like to see some of my thoughts on Memorial Day, that's this issue, this edition, this week, that's what you'll get when you subscribe. And then you'll get one every Sunday afternoon by email from now on, as long as you stay subscribed and as long as I live. Also, don't forget to check out my blog and other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. I want to run through some numbers quickly here. Happy Memorial Day, by the way. I was just saying earlier in the hour what an interesting holiday this is because, we're all getting together to have picnics and gatherings and everything, but this holiday began in a somber way. It began in a very sober and reverent way. It began during the Civil War, when women felt that the graves need to be decorated. Women in the South came out and did that. It's my understanding that their decoration of graves was irrespective of the origin of the person in the grave. But I've got some numbers here I want to read to you. This is the number of people who gave their lives in these countries on behalf of our country, on behalf of a grateful nation. In the American Revolution, 6,188 dead. In the War of 1812, 4,505 gave their lives. In the Mexican War, 1846 to 1848, 4,152 paid the ultimate sacrifice. During the Civil War, ladies and gentlemen, and this one is staggering if you think about it, because this was both sides. This was an American Civil War. 498,332 gave their lives. Half a million people in America. Spanish-American War. That's the one I mentioned earlier. The end of the 19th century. 2,445 dead. World War I, 116,516 paid the ultimate sacrifice. World War II, 405,399. Think about that. More people died in the Civil War. More Americans died in the Civil War fighting each other than died in World War II. Korean War, 54,246 dead. Vietnam, 58,167. Clearly a war, now that we'll all look back, a war that should never have happened. MIA in Vietnam, by the way, we have to add 2,266 MIA still. The Persian Gulf War in 1991 was 293 dead, 19 MIA. In Iraq, the best I can come up with right now, these are combat deaths, ladies and gentlemen. 3,448 combat deaths, total of 4,300 in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 686. Those are the dead. Here's a poem I want to read to you, ladies and gentlemen, that I think is important. I've read this every year for about over a decade, I think. It's called Freedom Isn't Free, and I don't know who wrote it, but I thank them for this. I watched the flag pass by one day. It fluttered in the breeze. A young Marine saluted it, and then he stood at ease. I looked at him in uniform, so young, so tall, so proud. With hair cut square and eyes alert, he'd stand out in any crowd. I thought how many men like him had fallen through the years. How many died on foreign soil? How many mothers' tears? How many pilots' planes shot down? How many died at sea? How many foxholes were soldiers' graves? No, freedom isn't free. I heard the sound of taps one night when everything was still. I listened to the bugler play and felt a sudden chill. I wondered how many times that taps had meant amen when a flag had draped a coffin of a brother or a friend. I thought of all the children, of the mothers and the wives, of fathers and sons and husbands with interrupted lives. I thought about a graveyard at the bottom of the sea, of the unmarked graves in Arlington. No, freedom isn't free. Ladies and gentlemen, as we go about our lives today on this Memorial Day, as we celebrate this day, this national holiday, in fact, where we have a day off. Some of us, talk show hosts don't, but most everybody has a day off. As we celebrate this day, as we spend time with our families, as we put the meat on the barbecue, on the grill, and serve the baked beans and the potato salad, and drive around to visit people, friends and families, as we do all that, let's remember this poem. Let's remember that the reason for today, the reason we pause, the reason we have this day that has been designated as Memorial Day, the reason we have the freedom to do what we do is because of those who paid the ultimate sacrifice so you and I have this. Freedom isn't free, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Memorial Day. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Love Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.